What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the My Side of the Block podcast, the best sports podcast on this side of PA. But before we get started, guys, I just want to give a shout out to our brand new sponsor. If you haven't heard of them before, their name is Colors on Parade. If you're asking what that is, you got a car, right? Most of us do. Well, they are a body shop on wheels. They specialize in bumper painting, bumper repair, scratch removal, you name it. If you got a car, it's not looking fresh, you need some paint done, give them a call. They get it done. They're located just outside of the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area in Montgomery and Bucks County. Their owner's name is Mike McMonagle. If you guys are looking to get your car looking fresh, looking new, give them a call at 610-618-9335 or check them out on social media at Colors on Parade. Get your car looking fresh. We all know that our society relies on our future, right? That's why the BKO Youth Movement is now sponsoring the Power of Fitness podcast. If you guys haven't heard of them before, they're a youth charity organization located in Norristown, Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia, with the goal to help as many kids as they can. They put together workouts, charity foundations, you name it, to help kids, to help our community, and to make our youth better. So go check them out on social media at the BKO Youth Movement, and shout out to them for sponsoring the podcast. I got a question for you. Do you like pizza? What kind of question is that? Of course you like pizza. Everybody likes pizza. But that's why you got to check out Purifier Pizza, located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. It's the best pizza in the area. The name Purifier, not only is the name of the building, the company, but it's the name of the pizza. Best pizza in the area. So check them out. They're located on 99 Market Street, number 4, Collegeville, Pennsylvania, 19426, Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, just inside of the Providence Town Center. If you're looking for some amazing pizza, some great salads, check them out. Purifier Pizza. Their number is 484-961-8442. Go check them out and get the best pizza in the area.
What's poppin'?
Who you?
Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that bitch like Stockton. Just joshing. I'ma spend this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10. I can put the ball in the end zone, put a bad bitch in the friend zone. This shit sound like an intro jet song. Give me that tempo. Told Pooh he'll fool with the shit. Told her don't let her friends know. In the Ville and I move like a dime. Eating fettuccine at Vincenzo's.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy PJ back at it again with another episode of the My Side of the Block podcast, presented to you by The Stoop Life. Let's get right to it. Another week. We have another week in the books, which means one thing: the people have spoken. But before we get into that, it was a crazy weekend of sports, led by the heavyweight championship matchup between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, which ended with 5 knockdowns. 5. How legendary is that? Tyson Fury walks away victorious with a knockout, which ends the trilogy. That's all, folks. But I'm not here to talk about it today. Today, you already know what day it is. It is the day that we reveal the offensive players and defensive players of the week. The people spoke. I don't make these choices. The people spoke. I'm just a voice for the people at this point, I think. And from what I'm looking at right now, from what I've seen this weekend, offense went crazy. The offense went crazy. If you're a fantasy owner, you love this week for a lot of reasons. We had a lot of first of all, I want to start off with these tight ends. And y'all know how I feel about the tight ends. Pause. D-Knox from the Buffalo Bills went off for 3 receptions, 117 yards, and a touchdown. Now, I've been watching this kid, D-Knox, and he's a, I would say, a possession receiver. But shit, he showed it different on this Sunday. Also, Mark Andrews, 11 receptions for 117 yards, 147 yards in TDs, in 2 TDs. Wow. And that's just the tight ends I'm talking about. Let's get into those receivers. We had Courtland Sutton go off for 120 yards in a TD. We had Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown is back, and I love it. He is in full shape. He is himself again. He goes off for, let's see here, 7 receptions, 124. I could have sworn it was more, actually. 124 yards and 2 TDs. He literally took over that game. He's the fastest player to, I believe, to 900 receptions. Put my man in the Hall of Fame when he's done, because he's definitely proven everybody that he's a player. Now, Justin Jefferson snapped as well. If there's a young receiver you're interested in and want to look at and follow, it's Justin Jefferson. He's humble. The way he runs his routes, the way he catches the ball, he's honestly the best young receiver. And I'm not even capping because he's in my division, but he's one of the best, if not the best young receiver in the game. And I'm not talking about I'm not comparing him to the guys out there right now, but I'm saying as a guy who was just a rookie last year, who, by the way, broke a rookie record for yards and I believe touchdowns by a wide receiver, bounces back this year and is on a up and down team with no Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook has been out for 2 weeks and it's killing me in fantasy, but Justin Jefferson is snapping and he's doing the best he can do, and I commend him. Now let's get to my guy, Davante Adams. Listen, pay the man, first of all, from the Green Bay Packers. I am paying this man. I don't care. No disrespect to Aaron Rodgers, who've been playing with our feelings for the past offseason. But Davante Adams, pay the man. Give him all the money in the world. He went off for 200 yards receiving on Sunday against the Bengals in a shootout. Well, not really a shootout. Really close game. He scored a touchdown, but 11 receptions for 206. Bro, there's no other receiver you're looking at that point. Hell of a game. Now, let's get to Derrick Henry. We already know what King does, man. We already know what he does. He goes out there, he puts the team on his back. He went off for 3 TDs this week. And wow. And then he makes 130 yards look real easy. He runs so violent but so smooth. Derrick Henry is going to go down. And I hope it just don't bite me in my ass. He might be an MVP candidate this year. He might be the MVP if he keeps balling the way he's balling. Zeke, as much as I hate these damn Cowboys, I got to give it. Cowboys are dangerous, man. The Cowboys are very, very dangerous this year. And Zeke Elliott is really getting his feet under him. He had 110 yards rushing with 2 TDs. Man, I tell you right now, that defense is serious too. They're a scary team. They are a very scary team. With those receivers, Dak is playing really well. And now that Zeke is officially woken up, he's been woken up for the past couple of weeks, but this is his big game. Wow. I mean, watch out for the Cowboys, man. Watch out. As much as I don't want to admit it, watch out for them some bitches. Now let's get to those quarterbacks. Old man TB12. Can't tell me he's 40 plus years old. 411 yards for 5 TDs. With a banged up finger. I for years wanted to fight against Tom Brady as a GOAT. I for years. But last year, he showed me a lot different. A lot of people must say because the team around him, but a quarterback is the leader of that team. So he brings those boys together. And he brings them to the Super Bowl. And this year, he's looking pretty damn good. Actually, better than he did last year. So Tom Brady, hats off to you. You didn't get my vote, but hats off to you. Justin Herbert. Y'all know I love Justin. Yeah, you guys know I love me some Justin Herbert. Let's just say this. Justin Herbert with close to another 400-yard gain and 4 TDs. The Chargers are dangerous. The Chargers are really dangerous, actually. Now let's get to his receiver, though. Mike Williams, the guy he was tossing that rock to, 8 receptions, 165 yards, and 2 TDs. Man, listen, that is his go-to. I said this last week. I said this last week, and I laughed at. Mike Williams is his number one. That is his ex. Don't get it twisted. That is his receiver. That is his go-to guy. The guy that he's gonna, who can bust the game wide open. Them Chargers are different, man. Chargers are different. Josh Allen had a hell of a game, but that's Josh Allen was one of my MVP candidates. He went off for 315 for 3 TDs and a hell of a game. Lamar Jackson, though. We mentioned Mark Andrews. Lamar, though. Lamar had the best game of his career. I don't want to hear. Listen, before I even talk about what he did in this game, I don't want to hear another damn word about Lamar Jackson being a running back who could throw the ball. This is 2021. Most quarterbacks in the league are athletic as shit. He's just another next level athletic. My man went off for 442 yards and 4 TDs. Don't even worry about him running the ball at that point, because he's gonna keep airing it out. And, you know, as a result of that, Mark Andrews had a hell of a game. Let's put some respect on Lamar's name. He's a former MVP. He's showing that pocket presence is there. The mechanics are getting so much better. And I'm going to say it right now. If he gets a receiver like a Davante Adams, like a Mike Williams, like a Cortland Sutton, who went off for 7 receptions for 120 this week in a TD. If he gets a receiver like that, that Ravens offense is scary. And you know what? I don't think there's a lot of teams that could defend him, because now when you want to come down in the box and to stop Lamar, he's going to wing it out. He's going to just toss it. Hollywood Brown, I'm not saying he's a bad receiver, but I mean, he's not your, you know, your big body guy. I mean, Hollywood Brown's a speed guy who can make plays in space. A little 5-yard dump and he can take it 30, 50, 40 yards. Put some respect on Lamar's name. Former MVP for a reason. Trust me, them Ravens are dangerous. Don't be surprised if they come out of the AFC this year and go to that Super Bowl. Put some respect on my man's name. Now, since the people did speak, and I did vote for the same person, Lamar Jackson's our offensive player of the year. I mean, offensive player of the week. I'm sorry about that, because I'm thinking ahead already. Lamar Jackson, hell of a game. Shouts out to you. Put some respect on my man's name. Now let's get to this defense. As much as I love it, this defense has not been shining too well. It has literally, you could definitely tell the flip in the game now. It's totally catered to the offense. But, I mean, there's guys that shine. I mean, there's linebackers are so consistent in this game that they don't get a lot of recognition. Roquan Smith went off for 10 tackles. Eric Kendrick had a hell of a game. I mean, a guy like Harold Landry. I guarantee none of you guys know who that is, because he's not the guy out there making crazy plays, but he had 2 sacks. Matt Judon, 2 sacks. But the guy we must speak on is Derwin James, who has 17 total tackles. This is a strong safety. 17 total tackles, a sack and a forced fumble. My man was all over the field. He's basically a linebacker, dropping out to the box and just going off. As much as you don't want your DBs out tackling your linebackers and your front seven, you never want to be, you know, looking like, oh, they beat us. The running back beat us, or the receiver beat us, so we couldn't make the tackle. Derwin James, hell of a game. Trevon Diggs again with the picks. Again. Like, listen, the man is going to be in a – he's going to be – let's keep it a buck. He's a pro bowler. He's an all-pro. Do not be shocked if he gets – I'm telling you, he gets another 3 interceptions. He's going to be in the defensive player of the year talk. And this is his second year. Like, Trevon Diggs, you know, he must have – marveled everything his brother did as a receiver just to become a D-back. He must have said, listen, since you're such a great receiver, I'm going to be the D-back in this family. And I'm going to shut down people. And he does it. You had guys like Darius Slay. Yo, in Philly, as much as we're Philadelphia-based at this podcast, in this brand, we are Philadelphia-based. Darius Slay is the type of corner with a lot of speed. Horrible technique. I'm going to keep it real about you with Darius Slay. He's not great with his technique. And if you're a D-back, or you played the position, or you just know the position in D-back, if your technique is poor, you have to make that up with speed, and he does. He had a 2 interception game. He gave DJ Moore hell. Let's just say that. And the people voted for Trevon Diggs to win it again. This is our first reoccurring winner for a defensive player of the year. Actually, just for player of the week. I mean, sorry. You won't want to say player of the year. See? 2 guys I think are going to go off for the rest of the season, possibly be the offensive player of the year and defense player of the year. They did it again this week. And you know what? Hell of a week on both sides of the ball, as boring as defense is. If you're technically sound for defense, if you love that kind of stuff, these are games you want to watch. So, thanks for listening. And I hope you guys tuned in for that debate we had. Those 2 went at it and killed it. I'm telling you right now, you guys better tune in to Bobby's picks for NCAA and the NFL. I learned my lesson. I went against everything he said. And I got my ass whooping in the pick 'em. But anyway, thanks for listening. Go drop some comments. Give me a review. Tell me how you feel about our podcast. We got a special promotion right now. If you drop a review and you let us know how you feel about it, t-shirt, possible gift card. Just go for it, man. Go join the group. Go get in some debates. And if you got some balls, you do it live on camera like we just had. So make sure you guys tune in. We'll be back Thursday. I'm pretty sure Bobby's going to drop a few tonight. I think it's his NCAA picks. And today's Wednesday, so hopefully you guys are hearing this now. Thanks for listening, and keep on tuning in. Thank you. I ain't doing no verse, quit asking. What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that bitch like Stockton. Just joshin'. I'm spending this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10.